Is it? Does it, this one have the speed control? I think this one is very fast, no?
I have speed, it's the other way.
I don't know, it looks something like it's speeding. That's good, yeah?
Okay.
With your permission. As introduction to this year or this Shabbat is a very special Shabbat. It's called Shabbat Parashat Zachor. But this Shabbat is the specialty, let me say, of this Shabbat. And this is the only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to take a Torah out. Every Shabbat that we take the Torah out, on Monday, Thursdays, Moadim, Rosh Chodesh, this is just a custom, we may say, it's Mechachamim. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, Ezra HaSofer. Hashem never said any place that we should take the Torah out and we should read from the Torah. Hashem said, yes, you should study Torah. But not to take Torah and to read a paragraph.
Hakel,
the king had to do it. But here, every one from Am Yisrael, the way it says Shulchan Aruch, you can't really have to read the Torah Monday, Thursday, Shabbat, as Moshe and Ezra made it. And Kadosh Baruch Hu only said once a year, it doesn't have to be this Shabbat, but you have to take a Torah and you must have sent people to read the paragraph. This is Parashat Zachor. This is the paragraph that you find in Parashat Ketetzeh that talks about destroying a nation, it's called Amalek. How important it is, says the Gemara, that you have a mitzvah, Mitzvah Taseh, one of the 630 mitzvot, one of the mitzvot is that if you own a non-Jewish slave, then you may not free him. Not chashalom because we are cruel, but because he is a slave, because that's a correction, a punishment for this particular person, what he did in previous life. And if you go to free him, he'll never have a correction. So therefore, the Torah says, Lo'olam ba'em ta'avodu, you may not free a slave for any reason. Besides one reason, mainly. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer came to Bet HaKnesset, the Rishonim say it was Parashat Zachor, and the Bet HaKnesset had only 9 people. And since this mitzvah, it's called Parashat Zachor, to read this paragraph that talks about destroying Amalek, you need 10 people and read from the Torah, and he had only 9. He happened to have next to him his slave, non-Jewish slave, and he freed him. He wrote him a get, it's called a get, it's called like a shtar, like a piece of paper, areta la'atzmecha, you for yourself. No. He says, why do you do it to me? He says, I need a correction. He says, if you free me, I will never have a correction. And I have to come back in a different life, again as a slave. The Gemara says, no, since this was a mitzvah to read Parashat Zachor, you need 10 people. He had only 9. So you have to go around and look for more people. So you have 9 and the slave, free. The slave, even though it's mitzvah taseh, lo'olam ba'em ta'avodu, do not let go of him for his benefit, not for your benefit. But since it's such important mitzvah, again, it's the only time that Hashem expects you to take the Torah out. Perfect. You freed the slave, there are 10 people, and the rest are shalom zachor. You can see how important it is. Again, it's the only time you should take it. Now, you don't have to give a chachamim, so you don't take it just before Purim. You can take it any time here. And if you miss the Shabbat before Purim, there is other times that you can fulfill that mitzvah. Actually, when you read Parashat Ketetzeh, they say where the paragraph is going to be found, or some chachamim said Purim in the morning, some chachamim say even Parashat Beshalach, when you read about Vayavu Amalek, Amalek arrived. But the idea is that you should read a paragraph once a year. Some chachamim say, well, you know that Haman was a great grandson, a descendant of Amalek. And since we're going to have Purim, and in Purim we so-called killed Haman, so therefore Chachamim decided, you know what, at the proper time, the Shabbat before Purim, to read from the Torah Parashat Zachor about Amalek, and that makes the Shabbat very special. Again, it's the most important time in the year, if you could, is to come this Shabbat to the Knesset. Of course, it's only for men, not for ladies. Ladies are not obligated. We'll see about later why, maybe. But right now, this is an obligation for you to come this Shabbat. It's crucial. But again, if you miss the Shabbat, there's another time you can correct it. Either Purim in the morning, or the Parashat Ki Tetzeh in the summertime. The way the Torah tells us the story about Amalek. So really, the paragraph that we're going to read, you can find it in Parashat Ki Tetzeh. Out of nowhere, the Torah will come and say, remember Amalek, destroy Amalek. Some Chachamim will tell us, you know, prior to that story, to that paragraph that talks about destroying Amalek, the Torah talks that you have to be very honest, and you may not cheat on weight. You may not own a scale that's not accurate. The Chachamim come and tell us, you know, this is something very crucial. That the Torah does not want you even to have in your house, in your possession, a scale that's not accurate. Of course, we're not talking about a scale that you want to weigh yourself. We're talking about a scale for business. You may not own one. You cannot have in the house, you know, have a scale in the house. And that scale in the house, you know, if I have to weigh something, I'll weigh it. But, you know, I used to work at 47th Street and I had the scale. But, you know, the scale is not accurate, so I keep it. Every second on the computer upstairs, on your sheet, it's marked Lotus. You're not allowed to have it, At the end of the day, see, you multiply 24 hours by 60, by 60, every second you have a scene upstairs. Just because you have that scale at home. You can't have any kind of scale at home, Chas Shalom, to cheat somebody, forget about it. Nothing about cheating somebody. I was looking that you own it, that you have in your house. Come Chachamim and say, you know what, right after that paragraph that talks about those scales, the Torah talks and says, I know Amalek comes. He says, what is the collection? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With his wisdom, decided to write about Amalek all of his heart in Sefer Dvarim. Amalek came, Sefer Shemot, we came out of Egypt. Amalek came and attacked us. But how come now, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, remember what Amalek did, destroy Amalek. See, Chachamim, you know, Amalek really is like a belt, like a stick. It's not an entity, a bad entity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call him. As the Navi says about the Mukhadetra and Machshimo Shel Samya. He says, those people usually, when they come, is they come to straight us out. That we don't act according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. So here you have, today you call it Hezbollah, tomorrow you call it Hamas, you call it Qad, you call it Abu Najat. It doesn't matter the name. It's a stick. The Gemara said clearly, you should know, Amalek is a nation that come, and he is going to put pressure on you, to fight with you, for you to do the Shua. That's what the Chachamim said, that he used to do Ta'anit on the war, not just to win the war. It means, since there is a war, it means there's a problem. It's a spiritual problem that caused an attack by an enemy. This is, in order for you to win the enemy, you can win the enemy. He was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. Amalek is like a stick, like a belt. Says, you can't win a belt. He was sent from Hashem. He says, no, you can win him if you do Teshuvah. So Chachamim said that every Ta'anit, the Kohen Yefes used to stand, every war, the Kohen used to stand and tell the people, Yareh Berach HaLevav, do Teshuvah, and everybody used to be in Ta'anit, and then they used to go fight. But again, you can't just go and attack. You cannot attack. These people came because you want good. So you want good, so you can win it. You can win HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can do Teshuvah. So that's so-called description about Amalek. This is in Sefer Dvarim, really with this Parashat Zachor, the paragraph that talks about Amalek appears. The first time we meet Amalek as a nation and he came out of Egypt, this parashat b'shalach. And over there, the Gemara, the Torah says that Amalek came to a place that's called Refidim, and says the Gemara Refidim, of course it's not the place that was said, and it's said over there on the sign, here is the city of Refidim. So Refidim means Rafui Demi in the Torah, it means Am Yisrael neglected the Torah. Neglected the Torah, Amalek arrived. Or says the Gemara, not only neglected the Torah, the Gemara said, Ayish Hashem Kibrin Mimayin, says Am Yisrael had some doubts about if HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervised everybody, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu does only a general supervision. And therefore the Gemara says, therefore it says the Torah is Amalek, and Moshe had a hard time, he had to pray, and Moshe, Aaron, and Chua, to the Ta'anit, and Yeshua went, and Yechalosh Yeshua, Amalek, it was very hard to win them. I said, but again, Amalek does not just arrive because he wants to attack you. Even if he wants to, let's assume everything, if he wants to, it doesn't matter, his grandfather told him, good, it's irrelevant. The Gemara says, he comes because you neglected something. Either mitzvah or sin or whatever you did. So now comes the Midrash and says even a clearer picture of what is going to do to you. He says, I want to explain to you, the Midrash says, I'm going to tell you a story and you understand what it is. Mashal Emar Davar Doveh, I want to tell you a story. And the father told his son, please don't go downstairs. He goes downstairs, there's a dog downstairs, and the dog bit him and tore his pants. The boys come up and the father says, what happened? What happened to your pants? And he says, the dog bit me. He says, aha, I told you don't go downstairs. And the father took the pants and hung it on the nail next to the door. Every time the boy wants to come downstairs, the father said, look, you see the pants? He said, okay, I'm not going down. Says the Gemara, says the Midrash, now I want to tell you something. He says, Amalek is like, he's the dog downstairs. This is like the tool pants. And Hashem said, listen, be careful, don't cheat on weight, don't neglect Torah, don't ask if Hashem supervises or not, don't do this. He says, what do you mean? Look, this is the pants, Amalek. So again, Amalek is like a belt, like a stick, that it's a warning. This is a red light. Excuse me. You make me see, I should drink the tea, see. Try to avoid it. Good. So again, from all these facts, we see that again, I don't know how bad that nation is. They're bad, I agree. Yeah, but again, the Midrash, the Gemara, they all say that Amalek is really a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just, you know, a cruel nation that came and they attack you, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you 3 mitzvot. So among the 630 mitzvot, we have 3 that belongs to that nation. One, the Torah says, Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did. It's mitzvot aseh. Zachor bapeh. Says the Gemara, no, take the Torah out and read from the Torah. Wait, hold it. First of all, I don't know why I take the Torah out. Hashem wants me to remember what Amalek did. Okay. That's very nice. The rabbi or the rabbi will bang on the table and says, Abotai, please remember what Amalek said. Everybody says, Amen. Finished. You don't have to take a Torah out. And you also have the whole ceremony of 10 people. You don't need it. You don't need it. Hashem said, no, I want you to take a Torah out. I said, well, I don't know why. But again, it's mitzvah taseh. This is one of the Tayyak mitzvot, or 630 mitzvot, is you have to remember with your mouth what Amalek did. Yeah. I did it. Thank you. I did it, says the Gemara, no. Another mitzvah from Hashem, lo tishkach, balev. Forget about what you say with your mouth. It's a special thing now in your heart. In your heart also. It's not only enough that you say with your mouth, in your heart, you know what it means exactly, but don't lo tishkach in your heart. Don't forget in your heart what it did. I don't understand why you have to say, why I'm not allowed to forget. Anyway, it's just a stick. It's just a belt. So what do you mean, don't forget? Well, don't forget. Don't forget what? Maybe don't forget about Judith. You know, don't forget Amalek. You know, Amalek, what do you want from this guy? What do you want from him? He was sent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he did not behave. And then the Torah says, okay, mitzvah number 3. Chot imche et zecher Amalek mitachat ha-shamayim, you have it's your job to go and destroy this nation. All over the world, you have to go and look. Excuse me, can I see your passport? What does it say? Amalek, okay, come with me. Say Shema Yisrael, I order for you a coffin. It's the same in Macy's. They sell coffin for half a price now. So they can give it for free probably in America. And right now it's a half price. Half price coffin, Amalek. Amalek. Not only that, comes the Gemara and says a statement, Masechet Sanhedrin, it's Halacha in the Rambam. The Mashiach will come. And Mashiach will collect all of us to Eretz Yisrael. After he collects us to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be a draft. Everybody to the army. They'll give us Uzi or M16. And those days maybe Scud also, or little whatever it's called. So go look for Amalek. Go look for Amalek. As in Amalek, as you know, it's an island. All those people are Amalek. You have to go and attack them. He says, leave them alone. Leave them alone. What is the problem? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I have to go. Mashiach is here. This is the job. The job is to go look for Amalek. Leave him. Stop him. Stop him. Something Gemara, forget about this. Gemara statement says, from all the nations you can take converts, not from Amalek. If you know for sure this guy is Amalek, he cannot convert. I said, I don't understand. It's a belt. It's a stick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. What do you want from this? He said, you have to go and look for him. It's what I say. He says, you have to do. All this is not so bad. The worst comes now. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barshan B'Shalach said, he says, Ki Yad Al Kes, Tam Melchamal Hashem V'Amalek Midor Dor, says the Gemara, En Hashem Shalem, Ben HaKiseh Shalem. Says the Gemara, you want to know something, this nation that came and attacked from Israel again. He was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, you know, my chair is missing two legs. So called HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Kiseh HaKavod upstairs. HaKiseh HaKavod, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has only two legs. So what happened? He said, my chair is not complete since there is still Amalek around the world. Ben Hashem Shalem. He had a case come. You didn't hey. That's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened? Hashem's name is Yud and Hey, Bab and Hey, four letters. He says, no, En Hashem Shalem. Hashem's name is not complete. He says, why? Because of this guy. What about this guy? What do you want from this guy? He was hand to attack. So Hashem's name is not complete, and Hashem's chair is not complete. Need your permission, Megillat Esther. We start with your permission at chapter 3. Chapter 3 starts, and according to the Gemara, some Chachamim say, this is how really the Megillah should have been started. This is the person really, some Chachamim say, really, on Purim, this is the main part that you should start reading. The first two chapters is not so important, according to some Chachamim. So this chapter 3 reads like this, אחר הדברים האלה גדל המלך אחשוורו שתמע מלמדת האגבי ונשאו, ויצם את כיסו מעל כל הצעים אשר איתו, אחשוורו אין לבית יד המן, בכל עבדי המלך אשר משאר המלך ומשתחבים לאמן, כי כן צבא למלך מודכה לא יקב ולא יסתחבן. So according to the Megillah, there's no information, but the information is that Mordechai does not want to bow down to Haman. אמרו עבדי המלך אשר בית המלך מודכה מדוע אתה עובד בצד המלך? The slaves over there, the servants of Ahasuerus, as Mordechai was going on, that's an order to command from a king. Excuse me, to bow down to Haman, you don't do it. ויהי כאמרם אליו יום ויום ולא שמע להם. They used to tell Mordechai every day, daily. Mordechai, please, Mordechai, please. Mordechai, please, Mordechai, please. He said, what's your business? What's your business? Why are you bothering this old man? Mordechai, by the way, in the Megillah is 95 years old. Haman as well is 95 years old. He says, what are you bothering this guy? What do you want from him? He doesn't want to forget about him. So police will come, give him a ticket. Every day you see somebody doesn't stop in the stop sign. He says, hello, stop it. Hello, stop. Start your business. You call the police arrest the guy. if it bothers you. The Megillah emphasizes it. You should know those people every day, yom by yom, every day. Haman passes by, and Mordechai stands over there, he doesn't bow down, everybody on the street, flat on the street for Haman, and they go to Mordechai and says, Mordechai knew, see, you told him yesterday, even the day before. See, we don't, it's no information how long it took. How many days Mordechai did not bow? Yom by yom, daily. What did he guys to say? And what they, those people bothering him? What the sense? He didn't listen to the first day, he thinks he's going to listen the second day. So daily they come and they tell Mordechai, how come you don't bow down to Haman? Below Shamarim. Mordechai doesn't listen. They went to Haman, they wrote a little bit Mordechai, he gave him a show you this. They went to Haman, he told Haman, you know what, this guy Mordechai, he doesn't want to bow down because he's a Jew. He's a Jew, so I should bring some of the Gemara, says that Haman made himself like God. But the Gemara says maybe he was wearing, the rumors and so, he was wearing some kind of a statue. But Rashi brings over here that he made himself God. What do you mean he made himself God? He made himself God. He thought he's God. He thought people he's God. What was it mean exactly? So, okay, fine. So you don't want to bow down to him because he made himself God. There's no problem. So just, you know, every time before you see the barricade, the you know, the, what do you call it? This motorcycle come before the president. Barricade? No, not barricade. Motorcade, yeah. Barricade is something else. So before the motorcade comes, so you should go into the room, you know. You should go, you know, go to a restaurant, have a lunch now. You know, every time Haman comes, you don't have to stand over there. Stay away from him. Why are you standing over there and bothering him? Get away from him. No, Mordechai is going to protest. It's protesting. He is protesting. So Haman is upset. If he's very nervous, Mordechai will give it to Mordechai. He says, no, he's not going to just take care of Mordechai. ויבקש המן להשמיד את כל היהודים אשר מלכו מלכות החשבון של מרדכי. He wants to kill all the Jewish people. So then he makes a lotto and in that sentence eight with your permission ואימא המן המלך החשבון של שנו המאחד מפוזר ומפורד ונמי כוח מדוי מלכותיך. The nation spread all around with the same שנו כל עם, the same מלכות עושים. They don't pay the taxes, the duties to the country, and there's a very strange religion. It's not good for the king anyway to leave them over here. So, if you want, just kill them. Excuse me. I'm going to give you money. אם המלך אמר לכסף נתון לך, יעשה את זה, תפגד לבר דמני, אמר לך, תלוי אותו בניך, do what you want to do to choose. The Gemara says that Tzvi Achashverosh was a big anti-Semit than Haman. That's what it told him. So the Gemara says the following, the Gemara, the Zohar, they all say that Achashverosh inside him wanted to get rid of the Jews. But he was very smart and was afraid to start up with the Jews. He said he remembered very much what happened to Paro, what happened to Sancheriv, and then what happened to Nebuchadnezzar, and then Belshazzar. And he said, I'm not going to do that mistake. That's the last thing to do is to start with the Jews. But when Haman came, the Gemara says Haman convinced him. Haman told him, listen, you see, after Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Tamigdash, Hashem, what happened in Nebuchadnezzar, then it means Hashem has no more power. Hashem so-called got very old, aged. Hashem aged. And there's nothing to be worried. And he convinced actually Achashverosh, and then Achashverosh said, you want to know something? I'm convinced. I don't even need the money. It's big amount. So then Haman went and wrote those execution notices. On sentence 13, he said, ונשלוח ספרים יד הרצים כל מיניות המלך להשמיד להרוג ולבית כל הידים מן אבא תקן, תא ונשים ביום אחד. ב-13 the Chodesh Nematzah or Chodesh Adar of Kolam Lavoz. So he added certain things. So Achashverosh, he only said he wants so-called to destroy the Jews. Here he said Lashmid, Larog, Ulabed. Three things. Not only that, he added Ushlalam Lavoz, take all the fortunes away as well. So Achashverosh, he only said get rid of them. Lamdam. With your permission, if you skip to send chapter 7, with your permission, this is after Haman already made the tree, prepared the tree, he wants to hang Mordechai. And already, Achashverosh already took Haman to put Mordechai on the horse. And now there is a second part that Esther makes. It's chapter 7, sentence 1, it says, Vayavo ha-melech v'aman ishtotim Esther ha-malkah. They came to the second party. Yemir ha-melech ha-Esther gavim shnim ishtey yayin, Toda Rabba. Ma shiratech Esther ha-malkah v'tiyatzelech v'abak ishtachet yam ha-chubet yas. Ask Esther, what should I do for you? Atan Esther ha-malkah v'tomar matati chem b'enech ha-melech ha-melech tov itatel nashim bishalati v'avim v'chem v'kashati. I would like to save my neck, what we call it America and my nation. He was told to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be erased. He would be only just sold to slaves and maids. I would have been quiet. All the mean, who is that? Achashverosh himself, he told Haman to do, but again, as we emphasized before, Haman told Achashverosh only Le'avdam. And here it says not just Le'avdam, it says La'ashmid, La'rog, U'la'abed. It's three things. I don't know what it means exactly, but it means something. It means something. So when Haman spoke to Achashverosh, Haman only told Achashverosh Le'avdam. I want to get rid of them. In the execution notice was said La'ashmid, La'rog, U'la'abed. So when Esther said, listen, somebody wants to do those three things, Achashverosh is not pretending, like you say, I have no idea what's going on. It's true. He says, I never said it. I only said, Abdam. It's true. Abdam. Esther would have said, that man wants just to destroy the Jewish nation. Yes. Achashverosh said, yeah, I know. Me. I also said it. Because I gave the ring to Haman, and I said, do what you want. But Esther said, no. Excuse me. And said he wants Lashmid La'ug La'abed. This is three things. I don't know what it means yet, but you see, it's different. So therefore, Achashverosh says, who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Otome Esther is Tavo Yeva Manara, even though the Gemara says she wanted to point it. Achashverosh, but I don't want to go into that part right now. As Esther said, it's Haman. Haman is afraid. Haman is afraid. The king gets up from the party, he goes to get fresh air in the garden. Haman gets up, goes to Esther HaMalkah, and he wants to ask for mercy from the queen. The king comes back, Haman says the Gemara, the Haman was standing, and he pleads with Esther's mercy. The Gabriel comes in back of him and give him a push, he falls on top of Esther. So Haman is so scared, he wants to get up, Gabriel pushed him again. He wants to get up, and pushed him again. I said, a few times, he tries, it's embarrassing, he's on top of Esther. I said, the angel doesn't let him get up. In the meantime, the Gemara says, V'amelech shav migilat ha-mitah, V'amam nofel al ha-mitah, the Gemara doesn't say, V'amam nafal. Says the man of hell actually is falling. So the Gemara, what do you mean actually falling? His hand. No, he's not. He didn't fall. Now he is falling right now. He means falling right now. And he wants to get up, and the angel pushed him on Esther. He says, and the Achashverosh said it, saw it. Says the Achashverosh said, I got what I'm coming right. He said, are you trying to conquer my wife? He says, what is behind it? That the angel pushes him on top of Esther. What's behind it? And that's really going to cause the whole thing. That angel may be sitting on the beam, maybe somebody else, but in the Gemara, who is this guy? He wanted to hang Mordechai, the one that helped the king. Instantly, the king said, hang him, hang him. This is the guy that ran the whole 127 states. It says hang him. Of course, you should hang him because he was on top of your wife. But what's behind it?
Why
is he angry? I don't know. No, right now? Because you see how many of them
said? No. Because you told him to
have the room first. Right. Because Esther revealed herself, she said she is a Jew, and he did not know, as we explained, what was in the execution notice. And since he added a few words as far as destroying Am Yisrael, not just to kill Am Yisrael, he said Lashmid Lahog Ulabed. This is two extra words before the word Labed that originally he told the Achashverosh. This is what's behind it. But it's too early. Maybe in 10 minutes something. I don't know. There's no information in the Midrash or in the Zohar how old he was. That's what the Gemara says. Between 40 and 80, not less than 40, not more than 80. But the Gemara doesn't say how old the Hashemosh was. Probably in the history books in Iran, they have over there in the museum in Iran, all the things about the Hashemosh. The whole story, exactly. The way we have the Megillah, they have over there. Now there it says all the things, but I don't know how to read Farsi. I don't know if it says 100% there, but they have the information. They have the whole story there. So now Achashverosh is very upset. He says, hang Haman. Says the Megillah, this is a sentence saying, by Klur Taman, let the Sheikh in the Mordechai. They hang Haman on the tree that he prepared for Mordechai. Vachamat HaMelech Shechacha. The anger of the king settled down, came down. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara comes with a statement like this. Again, the Zohar, and of course, after the Zohar, in the Gaon Vilna, they all say the same thing. You find in the Megillah, sometimes, as Achashverosh being presented as the king Achashverosh, or Achashverosh, sometimes the Megillah will say only the word king, Amelech, Amelech. But the Zohar says, every time you just say HaMelech without HaMelech HaChashverosh, it means upstairs also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved over here. Of course, you have to fit it over here. For example, it says HaMelech Kama Chamato Mishtei Yain, the king got up from angry from the wine party. So what do you mean Hashem got up from the wine party? But these explanations. But you should remind yourself, and remember, says the Zohar, that every time, just as the Amelech, Amelech, by the way, the Megillot is there that you buy, that the word Melech is in every page on the top. Amelech, 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 Amelech. To tell you, Megillat Esther is no Yud Kevavki over here, you cannot find Hashem's name in the Megillah, because Amelech, 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 that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called Malchut, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here, the sentence says, that after the hung Haman, Hamat HaMelech Shachacha. This is the Gemara. Forget about the Zohar. Of course, the HaShalom Zohar is Zohar. But here, even Gemara, even Pshat, the Gemara says that explanation of that sentence, that the king's anger went down, he calmed down, it says, he calmed down, is referred to two people. Achashverosh's anger calmed down because the hung Haman. As well, if we say before, HaKadosh Baruch's anger. So-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset about something, and now the hung Haman, Hashem is not upset anymore. He says, what Hashem has to do with it? What Hashem has to do with it? This is the hung Haman. I don't know what business you are in, but I think if you want to start making tea for people, it's a good business. I think that's the only guaranteed business right now in America, in the world. All the other businesses are a little bit shaky. We have a custom in the Megillah, we have a custom on Purim, we say, Haman, you bang Haman. You bang on him. I understand, you know, the sounds for the Megillah is a very bad person. He wants to destroy Am Yisrael. I understand, yeah. But again, it's the same subject and the same questions that we asked about Amalek, the same questions we have about Haman. Comes the Gemara and asks the same question. Shalut Talmidei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ask Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they say, listen, the story is very, very strange. Haman comes, Hashverosh elevated him, he wants to kill the Jews because Mordechai doesn't want to bow down. Doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, you're right. Haman is a tool, is a belt, is a stick. The whole thing, Haman, is not Haman. Haman is a messenger. This is what happened. This is 18,524 Jews went to the party of Ahasuerus and got drunk over there. And not only got drunk, they made scenes over there. They got married to non-Jewish girls over there at the party. So Hashem was very upset. And Hashem got very angry. And that's why Hashem made Ahasuerus go and hire Haman and elevate Haman. He should be so-called the head in Iran, and he is going to be upset that Mordechai doesn't bow down to him. That sounds like a stupidity. Somebody just has a pride that he wants Mordechai. Of course, has ins and outs, and it's in some secret, but again, on the surface, the whole thing doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, it makes sense. It's only a tool, it's a belt, it's a stick. He came because he did not behave, and he wants to destroy. Not only that, says the Gemara, you want to know something? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did agree to destroy Hashem of Olam Yisrael. The Satan, says the Gemara, came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a little parchment. Hashem said, give me this. I want to write execution notice for Olam Yisrael. Haman is my messenger. He says, this go destroy Olam Yisrael because they went to the party. Of course, the Gemara will tell you, listen, it's for the people of Shushan, it's like this. It's irrelevant. Haman came for a reason. He's a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Hitler came for a reason. Hitler did not come out of nowhere. But things happen in Europe before the Holocaust. It wasn't for nothing. Hitler didn't come because all the Jews behaved in Europe. There was more than 45% assimilation, besides the other things that the Jews did. It's every time it's like this. But Haman, the Gemara says clearly, of course, you know, he wants to kill us. Okay, so. But when you read the Gemara, so what do you bank on him? What do you bank on Haman? You don't really know. You have to bank when they said Jews. You have to bank on the Jews, not on Haman. If you would not have gone to the party, Haman would not have come. Haman came because you went to the party. So what do you want? I wouldn't say the word innocent about him, but it's no reason to bang. Bang, the whole pulling is Haman, Arasha, Haman. Oh, Haman Arasha, what Haman Arasha? You Arasha. You went to the party. What do you want from him? Not only that, and then, you know, I don't know, I didn't see anybody bang on Paro. Paro also did the very bad things to the Jews. I don't know, he wanted to kill all the Jews, but even though in the he says, he wants to kill all the Jews when he was running after them. Maybe yes, maybe not. Again, I didn't hear anybody when they read the Torah, they bang on Paro. Or bang on the Nebuchadnezzar. On bank on anybody, what do you bank on him? What do you bank on him? And it's not, it's censoring the Shulchan Aruch, it's minhag, it's a custom. Bank on him, what do you bank on him? Not only the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so-called anger, came down, died down, because they hung Haman on the tree. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, you brought him, what do you mean you are? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, thank God Haman, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want to kill him? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you give him a heart attack. He can choke on a peanut. If Hashem doesn't want him, Hashem will kill him. Hashem doesn't want Amalek, Hashem kill Amalek. Hashem wants me to destroy Amalek, he gives me mitzvah aseh me haTorah. V'achotim chetzach Amalek, you kill Amalek, and then Hashem, Haman. It's all Haman. The Megillah will continue, and they will tell you, the Megillah will tell you that they hung him, and he was hung for almost a year on a tree, and then they hung his children, almost 11 months later, they hung children, they all hung on the tree in the middle of Shushan. Everybody looked at them, says, everybody's happy. What's the description? What's behind it? The Ari says like this. This is based again on a sentence in the Torah, Parashat Ki Tavoh, as before the curses that read, this one, over there, it says 11 times in the Torah the word Arur, being cursed, Arur. It's being cursed, that is the last one from the 11 Arurim. So when Am Yisrael came to us, Israel, part of Am Yisrael is standing on Har Ebal, part on Har Gerizim, Kohanim and Leviim in the middle, and they said 11 times blessed, 11 times cursed. So blessed number 11 and cursed number 11 is just one of the opposite of the other. The curse, the way it says in the Torah, it says, Arur asher lo yakim et divrei HaTorah. Curse the one that is not going to make the Torah stand. What does it mean? Ramban says it means Akbara. It means you have to do Akbara. Before you read the Torah, you must do after you do the Mitzvahim, you have to do Akbara. Arur asher lo yakim, says Ramban, you have to do Akbara. You have to make the Torah. Anybody should look at the Torah. Jesus says, "Zot Torah." This is what. If you don't say that, and if you don't do Akbara, it says, "Arur, Hashem curses you." That's what the Ramban says. The Gemara Yerushalmi says the following. So Gemara Yerushalmi, a statement. It says, "Shana belamad." A person study, went to yeshiva by himself, study. And he learns, and he's telling chacham, and he does everything. Velo macha. He did not protest. What it means is, he did not say, no, I don't care what people do, I don't care, you know, I am, you know, I do for myself, I learn, I'm okay, you say, but people on the street, what do you do? Says the Gemara, that's what Hashem writes in the Torah. Areze bichlal arur asher lo yakim et divrei HaTorah. Your obligation is not just to fulfill what it says. Even if you for yourself fulfill everything, but you see someone so-called embarrassed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone does things against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to go tell him. Zocher tochich et hametecha, says go tell off your friend if he does something wrong. It's not because you just a part or partner in the sin because Olam Israel, Arevim Zelazeh, we all one unit. It's much deeper than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your father. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you for his respect. Baruch Eloheinu Shebra'anu Lichvodo V'Seheb Emoni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. For his respect, that's based on Pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. Kol Nivra Lichvodi, everything is for respect. And that's Sarah Olam, the Gemara says, the interior minister, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, he said that sentence which you say, Shacharit, Yichvod, Hashem Olam, Yismach Hashem Memaasav. He says, you have to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is happy with his creation. That's your job. He says, you make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not upset. If he's been upset, you know, it's a shame that your father is upset. Forget about it, you want to make your father happy, but you don't want to see your father angry. That's your job. And this is what the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, that this is, doesn't matter how much you learn, but if you see other people don't act accordingly, it doesn't matter what the sin is. It says, what is going to cause Hashem to be upset, that's your responsibility. If you don't care about it, you're being cursed. There's the Gemara in Yerushalmi, the opposite. Lo shana velu lamad. You did not learn. Amaret, never opened up a chumash, he doesn't know how to read the siddur, doesn't know nothing. Aval, bat, macha, he protests. He says, why are you doing it? He says, it's against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, when Noah came out of the ark with his three children, he told his children, raise your hand, I want you to swear to me. He says, no, Shem, Ham, Yefet, raise the hand. And Noah said, I want you to say, you promise what I ask you. He says, never, ever do what those people did before the flood Mabul. He says, what they do? They got into these marriages to permit those marriages. You also think to Bala Zahor. He says, the Gemara used to make weddings. Marina Delaware. He says, who gets married? Two boys. Two boys in a Rabbanit. Happened in Great Neck. You have to go to this. In Great Neck. In the Reform Temple in Great Neck, is a Rabbanit Baruch Hashem with the pink tarit. She married two boys. That thing Noah said to his children when he got out of the Teva. Promise me. If you do this, it's going to be another tsunami. Hashem will destroy the world. You can't be quiet, because that's what the Gemara says. Lo shana lo lamad. Don't learn anything. Don't have to pray nothing. Zero. Just don't commit a sin, but protest. Hareze, you are bichlal baruch asher yakim edivrei Torah. The Kohanim, the Levim, used to say, they announce, bless the guy that keeps the Torah. Says the Gemara, what does he do, this guy? What is he keeps? He said, no, we're not talking about keeping them in sword at all. He worries about Hashem's anger. That's what he got to worry in this world. He said, this is what the minister, the interior minister said. He said, he's saying, Shaharit, Yichabod. By the way, Ari says, you know, when we have the Torah, we have the Tanakh, it's not you reading a history. You're reading future. In the future. You don't have to be a prophet to see what's going to be in America. They don't, if they embarrass the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's going to happen. It happened before the Mabuk. I said, the last stop before we went towards Israel, he says, Am Israel came to Shittim, it's a place in Moab. So Bilam gave advice to Balak, he said, you want to get rid of the Jews? I tell you what, assimilation, send them to the colleges, send them here. I tell you what to do. You make like a market. Make a market. A show. We call America a show. Make a show in Las Vegas. Let all the Jews come to the show. They come to the show. Have all these ladies over there half naked. And you see what's going to happen. Says the Gemara, that's what happened. That's what Bilam told Balak. He don't have to fight. Assimilation, you're going to need no Jews. Elokeim shelelu sonezima. Hashem hates this kind of behavior. He will destroy them by he'll send somebody to destroy them. Says the Torah that the Jews went. Ve'yachelam is not at Moab. So the Gemara says exactly what happened. It was like a party and they drank wine. And when they have drunk, the lady said, no, would you marry me? I said, why not? Beautiful, shifted. Why not? Marry them. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Israel. And then came Pinchas. Okay, Pinchas and killed Zimri ben Salu, and comes the Torah and says those words. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Yishib et Chamati Me'abnei Yisrael Bekano et Kinati Betucham Belochli et Bnei Yisrael Bekinati. I wanted to destroy Olam Yisrael. He says, Olam Yisrael, why would Olam Yisrael? He says, for few people, yeah, I think we cannot take it. He says, the impurity, this behavior Hashem does not tolerate. He says, you do this, you know, not all of us did it in Shittim. It's enough for this world of Israel. Without Pinchas, we would be no Am Israel today. Says Ari, you should know, Amalek and Haman is the same concept. It's true. They are both a stick. They all came to punish us, to put us back on the track. But those two nations, that Haman is the descendants of Amalek, and Amalek, what they did is different things as well. What did they do? The Gemara says about Amalek, it says, V'lo yare Elohim. It says, Amalek used to kill some Jews, kidnap some Jews, and after he killed them, he used to cut off the Brit Milah, and throw it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, say, you love Brit Milah, here it is, keep it for yourself. Embarrassing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Milchama la'ashim ba'amalek midodo, yod mitzvah, di Shabbat, to come to Beit HaKnesset, zachor et ha'shayos ha'amalek, remember Amalek, what to remember what? He came because I didn't behave, it's true. I would not ask you to destroy Amalek, to go after him, to find this nation after Mashiach will come to destroy him. Because it's your obligation, because you have so-called to demand the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's your obligation. As a father, if you see somebody embarrasses your father, you go out and you jump on him and say, stop it, get away from my father. This is our obligation. It's true, Amalek arrived as a punishment. That's nothing. For this, I don't bang on Haman either. And I'm not going to have obligation, remember what Amalek did, I have to take a Torah out, and I don't have to, not to forget in my heart, and I have a mitzvah. Go, machot mechel, go after Amalek. Go after Amalek because he embarrassed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Forget about it. If he only would have come and just, you know, tried to make a war with us, and something else. But to embarrass HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's your obligation. He says, you have to worry. That's what Talmud Yerushalmi said. Shana ve'lamad ve'lo macha. He says, you can be Talmud Chacham, you learn all your life, you know everything, you're very religious, fanatic, but you don't protest. You don't protest, it means you don't worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creation stands on the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot be quiet. You have to scream. Haman is the same thing, says the Gemara. Haman, that actually after after the Gezerah was over, so the Gemara says, Am Yisrael were permitted to learn Torah. Haman said no one should learn Torah. Haman said no one should have Brit Milah. Haman said no one should celebrate Chagim Mo'adim. Haman said no one should put tefillin. That's the problem. That's why Rechamat HaMelech Shachacha, you see, you should know what Mordechai actually, he was the only one who understood it. He says, Achashverosh, put Haman to be the biggest, I understand, fine. Sure. He is going to be a tool, a belt, a stick to hit Am Israel because they went to the party. Okay, I understand. But in the minute that Haman was wearing this statue, made himself as God, he said, don't study Torah. He says, why are you telling him not to study Torah? He said, why are you telling him not to do Brit Milah? I'm not going to bow down to him. Not because him. Because this is disrespect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you would have come and said, listen, all the Jews, concentration camp. Okay? So, it's a punishment for Hashem. But if he will tell you, listen, no one is allowed to learn Torah. No one has to do Brit Milah. No one has to put tefillin. He says, it's against Hashem. Bahamat HaMelech Shachacha, he says, Mordechai achieved something even bigger with Pinchas. Pinchas only was able, so-called, to waive the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mordechai was able, so-called, to put down the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is very similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, that yesterday was his Yotzeit, with the Rambam writes in his commentary, you know, every Jew can come to the stage of Moshe Rabbeinu. This sounds a little bit strange. Anybody can come to see Moshe Rabbeinu? Impossible. Impossible. Okay, it's not even a dream. It's a sickness. Somebody will go on stage and says, you know, I'm going to come to Moshe Rabbeinu. They put him in an institution. Say, you, the Rambam writes in commentary. Sari says, no. Well, maybe somebody can come, but it's a secret need. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, then Zohar called him, calls him Raya Mehimna, says the trusted shepherd. Trusted shepherd, Zohar says what it means is, he's trusted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a shepherd, not by Am Yisrael as trusted. It says, all his life Moshe had in front of him, what shall I do that Hashem should not get angry? That's my job in this world. It's not in its world. Hashem doesn't care less. Ali says, you keep Shabbat, you don't keep Shabbat, you eat kasher, you don't eat kasher, you put free, it means nothing. But when you do mitzvot aseh, it makes Hashem happy. When you keep yourself away, so-called, from trouble, do things that Hashem does not want you to do, it means you don't make Hashem angry. That's your job. This is why we have 365 mitzvot lot aseh. More things not to do than things to do. This is why. Because your job is more to keep Hashem, so-called, out of anger. That's your job. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav, Hashem should be happy. That's my job with my father. I want to see my father happy. I says, but I want to see my father angry. It was Moshe, that was his job. It's called Raya Mehemna. This was the biggest thing about Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says, you should know, Mordechai is a miniature of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what they had in front of him. I says, I'm not going to bow down to Haman, because Haman disrespects Hashem. Forget about him. That he wants to kill us? No, no, talk, maybe we deserve it. We went to the party. But you have no right to tell us not to study Torah. We have no right. There's a Mordechai in the Gemara says, when the Gezerah was, that Haman is going, so-called, to Achashverosh, to ask to kill all of Israel, Mordechai collected 22,000 children. He teaches them Torah. And when Haman came to dress him up, to put him on a horse, he sees 22,000 children learning with Mordechai. So Mordechai, what are you doing? He says, I'm learning Torah with him. He says, why? Because Torah makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. He says, you want us disrespect HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not learning. If you don't learn, you don't fulfill, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. He says, how come you don't do it for me? He doesn't get angry yet. Only when you do mitzvot, you do something he said not to do and you do it, that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses his temper. And the Am Yisrael went to the party, it's exactly the same thing happened in Shittim. Same thing over there, the last up in the desert, he says, Am Yisrael went to a party and they drank wine and they got married to the non-Jewish girls in Moab. The same thing happened over here. Same thing, Achashverosh made a party. Says the Gemara, Mordechai was standing and warning everybody. He said, don't go to the party, don't go to the party. Not only that, Avraham said, he fasted 7 days without stopping. Fasted 7 days, Hashem should not destroy himself. He said, what do you think is going to happen? He said, I know. You know what I think? I read Parashat Pinchas, Parashat Balak, it says what happened. They went to the party, they drank, I know what's going to happen. Here comes again the history. The Torah and the Tanakh is not a history, it's just a future tense. Be careful, that is going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, it's happening now. Pinchas, he was the one that saved Am Yisrael at the time of the Torah, but he was not able, so-called, to get rid of the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. Mordechai was able to. This is the holiday of Purim, it's so stronger, he says. And this is what the Gemara says. Babli Yerushalmi, the Rambam, Purim will stay forever. And that's what the Chachamim say, that Purim is even bigger than Yom Kippur, because it means the Purim has an energy, so-called, to calm down HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we read the Megillah, this is what the Chachamim, Mordechai and Esther and Dan said, to read the Megillah, to read the Megillah. He says, well, what do you want to read it? Why do you bang on Haman? Why do you bang on him? I bang on him because he told us not to learn Torah. I bang on him because he didn't let us put tefillin. I bang on him because he didn't let us do with Milah. I bang on him because he didn't let us celebrate Chagim. That's why I bang on him. Not because he wanted to kill us. It's called Ashmid Lahog Ulabed. That's what it means. Hashverosh only said, I want to destroy Israel. He said, you know what? Kill them. He says, why are you saying it? I said, I hate Jews. Okay? You're entitled. Okay? Not everybody has to like Jews. Okay? I don't like dogs. I don't like Jews. Okay? But Ahaman said, "Lashmid la'hug ul'abed." He says, "Lashmid la'hug ul'abed." He says, "What it means? He wants nothing about Judaism. No Torah, nothing." Therefore, at the party, that's what's going to happen. Hashem asks him, "Who is this guy that said he's not afraid about it? He doesn't like Jewish people." Okay, I don't like only Jews. I don't like Jews. That doesn't matter. But that he said he wants to destroy Judaism. Who said it? And then he said, she wanted also, you partner this because you hate the Jews, it means you hate Judaism. Because that's the seventh of Hashem. So the Gemara says, an angel came and pushed her hand and said, Haman, Haman, Haman. Ahasuerus is very upset because really Ahasuerus is afraid. He's afraid to do such a thing. Not only is he afraid to do such a thing, he sees that Haman does what he wants and he's afraid about other things because he had a dream about him. Anyway, he goes out to the garden to calm down. He comes back. He sees Haman is on top of Esther. And Haman tries to get up, and the angel pushes him down. And says, what's behind it, Arisa? Arisa says, no, that's what it means. When you want to destroy Judaism, that's what you want to do. He says, this is the party, that's the party. But the party was that people lost themselves. They don't keep so-called the restrictions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You, Haman, you said not to keep Torah, not to do Brit Milah here, without Brit Milah. That's what happened. You on top of Esther. I said, now hang him. Don't hang him. Don't hang him because you want to destroy the Jewish people. No, he's a tool. You hang him because he's on top of Esther. But why is he on top of Esther? Angel pushed him. Why did Angel push him? Because he said, don't Brit Milah, don't learn Torah. So the idea of Purim is it's not a celebration that he got rid of Haman. The celebration that we got back, so-called, the concept of Judaism. And that's why Purim is so important. And that's the celebration. So you don't bang on Haman because Haman too wants to kill us. It's the Parashat Zachor, the same concept. It says, of course, Amalek came because of this, because of that. But Amalek, so-called, embarrassed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is our test, our obligation, so-called, to go for the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see a Jew done something that's not accordingly, it's our obligation to tell him, say, don't do this. This is why are you telling him? Not because he does it, because that's going to cause Hashem to be angry. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the Jewish nation because few, I don't know, we how many of them went so-called in the party of Zimri ben Saruy in Sefer Bamidbar in Parashat Balak. How many went to the party? I don't know, Hashem wants to kill millions of Jews, millions. Millions because few people went to the party, kill them, says no such thing. Because you have to protest. And the same thing on Messiah, it still happened in the golden calf. The Egel, what Am Yisrael did, not everybody participated in the golden calf. Mainly just Edomah did it. Those converts that came from Egypt. But the Jews were standing by and joined the party. You got to protest. You can see people have some kind of a party against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, this is God, this is God, this is God. They go, they kiss the golden calf, and you, the Jews, meaning the Jews standing by, and says, oh, we like the parade, we like the parade. So we're standing on the parade, looking at the parade, it's embarrassing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Purim, that's what I said, Purim is just before Pesach. The Mishnah said, oh, you're in Purim, Pesach, and I said, if you want to have Mashiach, if you want to have redemption on Pesach, So the, before that you have Purim, you have to celebrate. Well, yeah, celebrate the protest. What Mordechai and Esther protested. It's not the Baruch Hashem, Hashem with the Gezerah. Hashem with the Gezerah because of Mordechai, because he protested. And he was a role model for us, what we got to do. And that's what Eliyahu HaNavih told Moshe Rabbeinu in Shemayim. Eliyahu HaNavih went to Moshe Rabbeinu. I told him this is a Gezerah of Hashverosh. And says, Mordechai said, so what do you suggest? So Eliyahu HaNavih said, you know what? If you pray over here, I am Emna. He's a trusted shepherd. He says, pray. He says, what do you have to pray? He says, listen. So if you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, give me this, give me business, give me business. You know, my business is bad. America is falling apart. America is falling apart, you know, because they permitted all these marriages. There's no hope for America. There's no hope for the world. There's no hope. It's better America should go bankrupt than HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go bankrupt. So there's no hope. So that's a warning. That's a warning. That's a warning. Tsunami is a warning. Stock market is a warning. This is what you got to do. So I pray, Hashem, I have my business. You can be a holy man. The holy people perished in the Mabul. Holy people perished in the Holocaust. The Gezerah. I said, Hashem wanted to destroy all the holy people in the time of the Shittim, the time of Mordechai. Everybody. I said, what you have to pray, that's the message of the Megillah. I pray for your respect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For your respect, I need business for your respect. You say, I'm a Jew. And if I have nothing, you know, I can celebrate the Mu'adim, you know, comes Pesach, Matzot cost money, wine cost money, and the prices in the store skyrocketing. He says, no, I have to do this, I have to do this, and I have to pay tuition for my children in school, and this, I have to give charity, I have to do this. Hashem, for your respect, he says, I am your servant. That's the way to pray. But not to pray, Hashem, give me. No, you don't deserve it. Even if you deserve it, the nation doesn't deserve it. You're part of the nation. I'm a person of the nation. I said, what you have to pray, is always have to pray. And this is the David HaMelech did, it's called Tikkun Chatzot. It's like Kim Shchitam Afra. This is the whole time you have to pray, Hashem, I don't want you to get angry. That's what he says, that's what Rabbi Yarim made him. Before Rabbi, we say, Ruachum Yichaper Avim Ulo Yashrit. This is that sentence, the translation of that sentence. This is because at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the decisions. I mean, the stock market falls. Excuse me, it doesn't happen in the morning. It happens the night before. At night you can know already if tomorrow the stock market will go up and down. So you have to know if Hashem is upset, how is Hashem now at night? So at night, Ari said that before Avit we say, Ruachum, the God should have mercy. Yichaper Avon, Hashem should wave, forgive the sins. Below Yashchit, we're not destroyed. Hashem should not be angry. Because all these things, all the sages come because Hashem is upset. Hashem is upset, he sends Haman. Hashem is upset, he sends Amalek. Hashem is upset. It says that the business is not so good. Everything is on Hashem. It's me ask, I have to ask all the time. He says, Ari, please don't be upset. He says, for your respect, I work for you. I don't want you to be upset. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's main thing in life. That's called, he's called Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, the Mordechai was the same thing. So Mordechai restore that so-called idea that what we have to do, it's a problem, it's not just hallelujah, I'm happy. And happy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says, Kimu b'kimu ha'yudim aleim v'agaram, Am Yisrael accept the Torah Shebaate, they accepted all the halachot and everything. They say, now I understand. Because if I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be happy, not to be upset, I have to keep every mitzvah. Because if I don't keep it, maybe Hashem will be upset. Maybe Hashem will not be so happy. So the mitzvot is not an obligation to do the mitzvah. Or the law that Hashem said don't do is not because Hashem wants us not to do. It says we know that makes Hashem happy. That makes Hashem upset. This is my job is to make Hashem happy, and Chad Chad Shalom, this Hashem should be upset. It's my father. I don't want to see my father upset. So this is what Purim is all about. It's happy, what are you happy? Because we made HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. We destroyed so-called the other part of Haman that was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he made himself God. And since that's Chavata Melech Shachacha. And that's what the Megillah says, this is an important holiday. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, call it a holiday because so-called we reached that level. Yes, Mom.
Why is it that God created that situation for the Jews for a woman?